Well, let me ask you this, because Connecticut could probably, if they played it right, but it would cost the taxpayers money, if Connecticut got another National Hockey League team, would that help to give the state a boost as far as notoriety is concerned?
I think it would help on a small scale. I think it would be somewhat like a college basketball, mm-hmm. you know, a big college basketball yes. team. I can't even say if it would be like NASCAR racing, what it does to Charlotte and North Carolina, because NASCAR racing is really big down there.
Yeah, enormous.
It might be a little close to the equivalent of a Major League Soccer team. I think actually Major League Soccer team is really growing in popularity. We had the Whalers. We had a professional hockey team in Connecticut.
Oh, we still have a professional hockey team. Well, I'm talking about an NHL team. In fact, we have two pro teams, but I'm talking about a Major League Hockey team.
Well, that's what I mean. We had the Hartford Whalers in Connecticut, and I don't think it drew. I think it did well for the city and the surrounding areas, like Hartford to Springfield.
Right.
But I don't think it was like it's not the equivalent to me of football.
Okay.
Baseball, and then baseball could even be slipping, but baseball is still huge.
Right.
Basketball.
Yeah.
If you have the Final Four, and I can't see Connecticut ever attracting the Final Four in basketball, men's college basketball, that comes second behind the Super Bowl, and I believe in our ratings.
Right.
So I think if we had a hockey team, a National League hockey team, it would definitely help. I think the city where the hockey team is located at, but I'm not convinced it would do a magnet for the entire state.
Okay. All right, John, great call. Thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, take your calls. There's a reason I ask this hockey question, believe it or not, and I'm surprised no one else in the local media has picked up on this story, so we'll share it with you when we come back on CT on the Hill. The reason I bring up the hockey situation is because, I don't know if it was on Forbes or Bloomberg, one of those websites, they reported that the Barclay Arena in Brooklyn wants to rid itself of the New York Islanders. And for those who follow this stuff, the Islanders for years were a very successful National Hockey League team on Long Island. They played in the Nassau Coliseum, which had been falling apart for years. And finally, the Islanders, because they couldn't get a new arena in Nassau County, said, we're out of here. And, of course, they had built that brand spanking new arena in Brooklyn, the home of the Brooklyn Nets, and so then they added the Islanders. Well, they've come to find out that they would be making more money if they didn't have the Islanders, if they just had the Brooklyn Nets and then played to other events in that arena rather than hockey. So they want the Islanders out whenever that lease expires in a couple of years or two. So what happens if the state of Connecticut came along and said, we'll build you an arena if you move to Connecticut? Because of the splash that having a major league sports team has for an area. It does put an area on the map. You may disagree, but it does put an area on the map. And the reason I bring it up is I am almost willing to bet the governor, when he gives his budget address on Wednesday, is going to recommend that the state earmark some money to renovate the XL Center for $250 million. It's like throwing bad money after bad money. It's a waste of money. You're never going to get an NHL team, no matter what you do to renovate that place. If you build a new arena, it's a different story. But how does a state that's broke talk to the taxpayers about a new arena?